Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Getting everyone together to watch the game is fun until you realize you're running low on snacks right before halftime. That's why Shipt is there for you on game day. Whether going for that classic spread, chips and dip, or mixing in even a few healthier options, I can, and so can you, order all the favorites for same-day delivery to keep the party going, especially now that March is here. And if that Shipt bowl is looking suddenly too empty, no stress, just place another order and it shows up the same day. Shipt makes last-minute hosting so much easier. You can get snacks, party supplies, decorations, and more delivered from nearby stores. I'm talking grocery runs from places like Safeway or Albertsons, party decor from Michaels, or even a quick Target order. All while you're getting ready for guests with Shipt, you can order same-day delivery on groceries, gifts, and so much more. And shoppers are known for incredible attention to detail and care. Plus, with an annual Shipt membership, you get unlimited orders, zero delivery fees on orders over $35, exclusive deals, and even the option to request your favorite shoppers again. Download the app or order at Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Get in the game with the college-branded Venmo debit card. Rep your team with every tap and earn up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash, a new rewards program from Venmo. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, just school pride and spending power. Get in the game and sign up for the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/collegecard. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Select schools available. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
It's that baseball isn't boring. But anybody who watched, attended, or heard about the Venezuela-Italy game, the semifinal World Baseball Classic game, then You don't need any of that. None of it. None. It was the epitome of why baseball isn't boring. Much like the Dominican Republic United States game was the epitome of baseball isn't boring. This is what the World Baseball Classic set out to do. We said it was coming. We had an idea what it was going to be about. We had a taste of it, or we had memories still lingering from the previous one. But then we were smacked in the face in the semifinal games with the reality of why we knew this was coming. Why we knew that baseball isn't boring was going to be the signature saying across every single second of the last couple days. Baseball isn't boring. BB isn't boring. Whatever you want to say. However you want to say it. Baseball no es aburrido. Whatever. That's what it is. It was incredible. It really was. And I am so jacked up for the finals for World Baseball Classic. And I hope that everybody understands how awesome this is. And now, the brand of baseball has been awesome, right? You have the best players in the world competing against each other in games which they actually care about. And that's part of it. But another part of it is the environment and the atmosphere in the crowd. So I was at Boots on the Ground with my guy, Sean Spraling, Newsletter Wigs, Alex. And we were all at Lone Depot Park for the last couple of days for the semifinal game. And it's interesting because I saw Aaron Judge's comment how that was the best crowd. They had been better than the World Series. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that because what he was experiencing in the World Series were the Dodgers crowd, the Yankees crowd, but it wasn't what I saw in Toronto. It wasn't what I heard in Philadelphia. Those were peak. I mean, those were better. I think better than Dominican Team USA game. And here's the reason why. Because in that game, you had a neutral site. You had two entities. And in that game, you had Dominican and USA. Let's say it was 60-40. 60-40. I'm going to say Dominican over USA. 60-40. But still, it was split. So you can't have a full house of this passionate, this people are enacting their will upon the game, upon their teams, upon the opponents. 60-40. They tried, but they weren't doing that. And the game that happened, the second semifinal game, it was different. Venezuela versus Italy. I love Italy's story. And by the way, I hope everyone understood that espresso machine that has gotten so much publicity for Team Italy, rightfully so, is leaving the World Baseball Classic and hopefully going to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Yes, with a Baseball Isn't Boring sticker slapped on it. Go check out the socials at BB Isn't Boring or anywhere. The video of Adam Ottavino expertly taking a Baseball Isn't Boring sticker and putting it on the espresso machine before the game. We thought that sticker will once again work. It's magic. It almost did. Italy almost beat Venezuela, but they didn't. Now, what I want to get back to with the crowd. So the crowd, and you know, it is what it is. Team Italy didn't have the crowd that Team USA did. It was a nice story, but they didn't. So the crowd, I'm going to say, you know, the crowd was probably like 90% to 10%. So when we talk about the crowd, the atmosphere, the environment, if Aaron Judge said that about that crowd, yes, I would say, I would agree with that. That was the loudest crowd that maybe I've ever been a part of. And it was all Venezuela. That's what it was. It was all Venezuela. And I tweeted this out, and immediately thought of Merrill Kelly's line back in the world when he was in the World Series of Philadelphia. I'm sorry, leading into the World Series, talking about the Philadelphia crowd, saying, because the Philadelphia crowd, I think, is the best postseason crowd. It is. But he said, the Venezuela crowd was louder, and everyone got upset over it. Now I know what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. That Venezuela crowd that I saw or heard and witnessed and experienced in the semifinal game against Italy was, I think, maybe the loudest crowd, most enthusiastic crowd that I've ever been a part of. So that leads us to the final game. And that's why this is going to be awesome. My guess is that it will still be the majority will be Venezuela, much like the majority was Dominican with Team USA. But remember going back to the Trey Turner game, the last time the U.S. beat Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic back in 2023, that epic game, Trey Turner hits the grand slam to win it. Remember that. I mean, that was the USA crowd, the Venezuela crowd. This is going to be a great environment. Unbelievable environment. This is going to be just an unbelievable event. And by the way, two really, really talented teams. Nobody is going to say, oh my goodness, like this team snuck in. Like someone might have said that about Team Italy, but no one's going to say that about Venezuela. They were considered one of the top tier teams always, and they deserve to be there. Obviously, USA, same thing. So you have two good teams. You have elite players on both sides, and you have an elite crowd and elite atmosphere. And you could walk around after. I didn't really care about the post-game interviews, honestly. I wanted to immediately go out and experience the crowd, the fans. And if you ever went out, if you could see what I saw, the concourse outside Lone Depot Park, the Venezuela fans, they had a concert going. People are chanting. I mean, this was, I guess, World Cup stuff, right? This is what this is about. Same sort of deal. I don't know. I've never been to a World Cup. But this, for baseball, is as close as you're going to get. And I wish I could give stickers to everybody. Every single person there. So they could, I don't know, be rewarded for exhibiting exactly what we've been screaming and yelling, baseball isn't boring. I don't know. I wish I could. But I'll try. Because I'll be there. Yep, I'll be there. The championship game for the World Baseball Classic. It's funny, you know, we're going to have that. And obviously, last time it came down to Ohtani and Trout. I don't know what's going to happen. I think it'll be a great game. I know it'll be an enthusiastic game. I know that it's going to be probably a memorable game for a lot of people. And then we have a week and then we get into the regular season. It's doing the same thing it did last time. It's the t-shirt guns, the perfect t-shirt guns, the perfect launching pad, it's like everything. It's the thing that is the perfect way to get into a season. And anybody who even mentions the word that begins with L and ends with Ockout, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. This is the day. This is the day. This is a moment where we should stop and just breathe it all in. Of the thing that we began this cause. This is the reason why people like the Baseballs and Boring brand. This is why people like the stickers. People like me saying it. People like the podcast. People like the t-shirts. People like the tattoo. People like all of it. This is why when 2022, when we started this, we didn't know how much people would like it and want to get behind it. But this is a reason why so many people have. Because of this. I just want people to understand that. And within that championship game is a player who I think is getting a lot of attention and is a perfect example of how this tournament can help define people, can help propel people, can help make people open eyes regarding people. And the guy I'm talking about is Roman Anthony, plays for Team USA. Roman Anthony, I bet some people in some corners, because he had only played about half a year last year. And he's obviously was Corbin Carroll's replacement, but he hits the home run. But the impression that he's left on the field and off the field and among all the superstars, and also how he has approached that and how he has used this as an enormous stepping stone for a season which he was already in the top 10 in MVP odds. He is a guy like, there's a lot of great players, and there's a lot of great games, and there's a lot of great teams. But Roman Anthony might be the most interesting player to come out of this whole tournament, in a lot of people's view. That's why I want to focus on him. So, what did I do? I caught up with Roman once again. We talked about, we talked about hitting home runs. We talked about his World Baseball Classic mugshot. We talked about the impact that Alex Bregman has once again had on him. We talked about a lot of things in about 6 minutes. And then I went to other people to talk about, because David Ross was walking by as I'm talking to Roman. He's pointing to him like, okay, Dave Rossi, we got to talk about Roman. So Rossi came over. It was great catching up with him, man. I've missed talking to him ever since, you know, he moved on from Chicago. Now he's going to be doing other stuff. He's the bullpen coach for Team USA. So I talked to Rossi about Roman. Then I talked to another one of our favorites, Sean Casey, about Roman. And then I talked to another one of our favorites, the guy who put the sticker on the espresso machine, Adam Ottavino. And by the way, huge, huge shout out to Adam Ottavino, who probably wore a uniform for the last time. And now he's on to great things with Yes and media and baseball and coffee, all that stuff. So shout out to him. And there's no better way to punctuate the whole thing than to put a sticker on a espresso machine, and also B, talk to me again for the podcast. All right. So what we're going to have, Roman Anthony first, Sean Casey second. I'm sorry. Retract that. Roman Anthony first, David Ross second, Sean Casey third, and then Adam Ottavino is all talking to and about Roman Anthony. Dig it, everybody. As you can tell, I'm all fired up. I'm ready to go. Let's go. All right, here you go. Here's Roman, then David, then Sean, then Adam.
So, cliche question. Home runs are good. No, I'm just kidding.
They are good.
That's the first thing you thought of when you hit the home run? Like,
yeah, I thought of
you know, Rob Bradford said home runs are good.
Yeah, whenever I hit a home run, I think of you. So,
all right, thank you.
Constant reminder.
All right, thank you. Hold on. Let me put that on my LinkedIn page. But it is great. Like, I see you up on there. First of all, excellent pose of the pitcher for the Jumbotron pitcher.
Good.
You look like you're ready to kick someone's ass.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I am. Right. Yeah, ready to kick your ass.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah. But is it, so, cliche question, is it like what you thought it would be? Like, you went into it, you kind of knew, but did you know?
No, I mean, it's way better than I could have expected. I mean, like, we all know I was here last time around at one game, and I've watched it on TV, but I think experiencing it and just the behind-the-scenes stuff and being with the guys and how much I've learned and just the things that people don't see, I think is just unbelievable. And then, obviously, the games, the atmosphere, it's unreal.
So when Bayo came back, one of the things that was sort of like he felt like he got better by being around guys,
yeah.
Right? And we don't even factor that in. I don't know if you factor that in, that being around guys, being on this stage, having different voices and everything, this is sort of a great thing.
Yeah, 1,000%. Right? That's the biggest thing. I mean, that far more than anything else is like you get so much better just being around the best players in the world and even if you're not asking questions, even if you're whatever, like if you're just listening and you're watching and just watching these guys, how they do, you know, how they go about their everyday business and the way they carry themselves, the way that they handle themselves off the field, on the field. Like, there's a reason they're as good as they are, but like when you're around it and you get to experience it and you're not just playing against it, you really see it firsthand and it makes you better. It makes you hold yourself accountable and hold yourself to that standard, which makes you a better player.
Sometimes somebody says something that it hits different. I know you've gotten a lot of advice. Was there anything that anybody said like, oh man, like that hit different?
Not really anything in particular. I think, like I said, just the amount of knowledge I've gained from watching. I think being back with Greg and talking about my swing, and he knows my swing so well, and he gets me so dialed that it's awesome to be back with him. And you know, he's just a guru. He's in there talking to everyone. So,
but you forget, you almost forget that, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. But even, you know, all these guys, Judge, Harper, like, they've helped me so much. Schwarber, like, just little things that they share with me that, you know, to them might not be like a huge nugget that they think. And to me, it's been awesome.
When it comes to Bregg, like, you talk about your swing. When he says your swing, like, you think you're locked in. Like, when you're sitting down with me in Fort Myers, like, I'm locked in. I'm ready to go. But then you talk to him and say, yeah, well,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, was that a thing? Like, you say, he said, oh, listen, if you just, I see this, because he knows your swing, right?
Yeah, well, it's funny. It's like him really more than most. It's like I feel one little thing, and without me even saying it, I come back to the dugout, and he sees it.
Oh, really?
And it's like something I've never even seen before. I haven't been around somebody like that you know, that quickly can see it. And you know, guys will say something here and there. You're like, ah, I don't know if that's actually what I'm
But every doing. He's 100% like but, success
but he's
rate.
He's always right. He's 100% success rate. Going back to last year when he was things that he would tell me that he'd see it, like, man, I just felt that. How did you just see that? And it's like, that's why he's as good as he is, and that's why so many people around the league, you know him for the way that he is unbelievable.
I was watching when Soto came in, right? You were
so good, so good, so good.
Spring styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now, and they're up to 60% off. Stock up and save on Rag & Bone, Madewell, Vince, All Saints, and more of your favorites.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Why do we rack? For the hottest deals.
Just so many good brands.
Join the Nordy Club to unlock exclusive discounts, shop new arrivals first, and more. Plus, buy online and pick up at your favorite Rack store for free. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
getting together with, was it Terang?
Terang.
Yeah. Take me through that. Like, yes. Like I said, you guys are, like, I've never done that.
Yeah.
Like, take me through, like, okay, Lefty coming. Give me the behind the scenes, the 30 for 30 on what happened there.
Yeah, again, just another guy with more experience than myself, and I asked him, hey, what do you got? He gave me a great report, and, you know, went up there with a good plan and stuck to my plan, and it worked out. But, again, I think that's a similar example of, you know, for me, being the young guy, the most, you know, the guy with the least experience on the hitting side of things, just leaning on these guys, and, you know, these guys, there's a good chance they face these guys more than
did
I
did you
have.
Know him? Did you know so at all?
I know who he was. I'd never faced him. Never seen him live. So getting to talk to somebody who's faced him was great, and obviously Bryce is a lefty as well, so getting to just pick his brain, and it was huge.
Was this the highest your heart rate had ever been in the baseball game when you're rounding the bases?
I don't think so. I mean, yeah, probably.
He was crazy. A year ago, you hit a home run in the prospects game.
There you go.
You were being yelled at by fans.
Yeah, by 40 fans. Yeah.
By 40 fans saying like,
all 40 fans. You don't, in the
here's the thing. I want to find that guy that's like, you don't deserve to be the number one prospect. A year, talk to me in a year when I'm hitting a home run.
Yeah, there you go, right? It's funny how things
that's
change.
Crazy a year ago. Last thing, you get a tattoo.
Yeah.
When did you get that?
I've had them for quite a while.
Oh, you did?
I usually play with the sleeves down. And okay. Yesterday I was kind of in a rush moving around. I don't show them much. But it's the baseball isn't boring.
Yeah,
tattoo.
It's the same run, right?
Yeah,
it's the same exact one.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. All right, congratulations. Yeah. There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to more than David Ross right now. Nobody. By the way, if you win the WBC... You get this tattoo.
Good tattoo. What do we got? Baseball is important. No.
Yeah.
No. I don't have any tattoos.
No, neither did I. That was a point.
Is that Joe's idea?
Yeah, it was Joe's idea. Yeah.
That way, Joe.
All right. Well, we were just saying, like, you pointed to Roman Anthony. And first of all, it's great to see you. Like,
it's good to see you. Yeah. So, it's good to be seen by you. Means I'm on a baseball field somewhere.
Yeah,
I've been really impressed.
Yeah.
Obviously, you get to see this guy every day. The fans in Boston, I got to see him a little bit last year doing some things and being around. But the way he carries himself, the skill set, obviously, like everybody's seen that on display.
Yeah.
But he's embraced the young role on here. He carries the speaker.
21? Oh, he does.
He carries the speaker.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and the speaker's bigger than I am.
Wait, that...
He's carrying it up the stairs in Houston and... The other day, BMAC was like, hey, let me help you with that. He goes, absolutely not.
Really?
He is a gem to be around, man. He hangs with us. Good baseball conversations. Is locked in with all the guys. I don't know. I've been really impressed.
21 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, that like...
Bright future.
Yeah, it's one thing. If you said, like, carrying the speaker and everything else, like... He knows, like, he gets it, right?
Yeah.
He gets it.
He gets it.
Because...
And he loves it.
Yeah.
Which is like, he smiles about it. And he's like, no, I am, that's right. He texted, Goldie texted this morning. He's like, hey, running late for the bus. Somebody hold the bus. And he texts back, we're not leaving without you, Goldie. And Goldie's a great teammate.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really?
So he just like, wow. He gets it all. He
wow.
Gets it all. He's engaging and fun and... Yeah, he knows his place, and like sometimes you don't get that in baseball. It's so valuable to see a superstar, a future superstar. Hey, can I mention Garrett Whitlock is maybe one of my favorite guys down there in the bullpen? Ooh. What an animal.
Well, I don't know if you want to...
I got a bus to catch,
All
really good.
Let's do Whitlock. So here's the thing. When you're talking about him, about the rookie stuff, that was Whitlock's thing. He was the best rookie of all time, carrying the beers and everything else. But anyway, I know you got to catch a bus. So just talk to me about Whit.
No, Whit, he just like he's ready to do anything possible down there. Daisy's supposed to pitch. Oh, if he doesn't get in, hey, I'm fine. I'll throw a quick bullpen. Like he's just and then giving the ball. Yesterday he got out of that inning in the eighth and walked off like it was a Tuesday.
He'll never face three better hitters in an inning. In his life.
And it felt like. Kyle Hendricks I played with and like the professor just walked off with his half asleep. I was like, Whitlock's got that same, he's an absolute killer, and the way he prepares, he's locked in, he's so focused down there in the pen and very serious.
I know. That's my friend.
But then also, like, it feels like his emotions don't go too high, too low. It's just, I think about him and Chaffee on the back end and the young players you got down there in Boston. It should be a good year.
But you know what? There's no better mentor to have in the WBC than you.
Well, there's a lot of good ones, Ryan, but I appreciate saying
There's only one person on this.
How much money I got to pay you to say
that? You got to get a tattoo. There's only one person on the roster that's on Dance with the Stars, and that's a fact.
That's right.
There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to more than Sean Casey.
Rapper, what's up, dude?
All right, listen.
If you're here, I know freaking big things
are
around.
It's a big game.
It's a big game.
All right, here's the thing. Will you commit? Will you commit if you win the WBC?
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Will I commit? No, I'm not getting your tattoo on my bicep. You know, what's going on here?
I don't know. It's a signature moment.
You got it on your inner bicep, so no one ever sees it.
Yeah.
You got to get some curls going. You can make it look jacked.
That was the motivation. It hasn't really taken root. Yeah. All right. I know that you're going to go and everything, so I appreciate you taking the time. And you're going to repeat some of the things that you just said. I just want to ask you, who does Roman Anthony remind you of?
That's a great –
And you said – I heard you say Dustin Pedroia.
I just said Pedroia at a young age, just approach. Like watching Roman in batting practice, he's really like working the gaps, working left center, trying to, you know, has an approach, knows what he wants to do, and the confidence level. He's obviously not as vocal as Petey was.
Yeah.
But there's a real confidence in Roman that you could feel it. It's tangible. And just the way he, you know, not hits righties, hits lefties, you know, he's a great kid. I've really enjoyed being with him. And I mean, you know, when I look at him, I'm thinking to myself, the Red Sox got a steal with that contract they signed with him. Oh, my God.
He also, like, he soaks stuff up. Like, I'm sure that, like, 10 years from now, he's got, I remember when Sean Casey taught me how to hit the home run.
Exactly.
But he talks about Bregman, like, all this stuff. Like, he soaks stuff up, and, like, he's obviously a star.
Yeah.
And he's carrying the speaker, I guess.
It's great.
Right?
I love
right?
that. Well, yeah. The great thing is carrying the speaker. The other day, he came on the bus sweating bullets. I'm like, you all right, dude? We were in Houston. He's like, oh, no, I'm not. Put the speaker down. I thought he was going to be injured. I'm like, really, we got to stop Kevin. But I thought one of the great things was, he's kind of been like the rookie here, and he's embracing it, which has been cool. And the other day, we got in at 5 a.m., and we had 11:30. It was two buses, 11:30 and 12:30. Yeah. And a lot of the veteran guys were on the 12:30. I think it was a 1:15 workout or something, 1:30. And Roman was on the 11:30.
Yeah.
And Judgy comes in the cages, and Roman's over here with me, and he goes, well, Roman, you better be on that 11:30 bus. And then Roman said, hey, Judgy, if there was a 7:30 bus, I would have been on it. Yeah,
wow.
So I thought it was good. Like, if there was good. A 7:30 bus. So, just a great kid. He's so nice. He's very respectful to everybody in there. And he's a heck of a player, man. He's come up with some big hits. I mean, for him to come in, they brought in Soto.
Well,
in
I was asking him. I'm like, he's getting together with Terang, right? He's never seen Soto before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, and you're shouting, like, exactly what you should do to hit the home run.
Right, right. Of course,
But, yeah, I mean, this moment is like lefty-lefty.
Yeah, lefty-lefty. Get a good pitch hit, drive it. It's basically what he did. Kept it simple. But, you know, Bradford, for him to be around this group of guys, you know, Judge and Schwarber and Harper and a lot of the good lefties, too, and, you know, Bobby Witt Jr., and there's some real dudes here. And I think the biggest thing is that, watching these guys work.
That's the thing.
How they work. Yeah. And you're a 21-year-old kid. He's 21, right?
Yeah, 21.
You're a 21-year-old kid coming here to be around some of the greatest players in the world. Those approaches and processes didn't just happen. They developed over time. So you're getting a crash course with some of the best players in the world.
And with all due respect to Fort Myers, with all due respect to hitting coach, like all the things, sometimes it just hits different if you're around another group of people.
You're around these guys, and they're talking. Breggy's talking hitting. I don't know why you guys didn't sign him back, but that's a whole other story. But Breggy's talking hitting with Roman Anthony. He's fucking talking him, master class. People are listening. Judge is talking. You know, PCA's listening. You see these young kids. You see PCA and Roman Anthony. You know, they're all ears.
Yeah,
so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, all right, man. Well,
okay.
I actually want to ask you, before I get into Team Italy, about Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about him?
Sure.
He hit a home run.
Yeah.
He's 21 years old. You were around him a little bit last spring training. What jumps out at you about being around him then and also just seeing him do what he's doing?
I mean, he's mature, but beyond his age number, you know. First time I talked to him, you know, he approached me. He's 20 years old. I'm 39 last year, and I'm very comfortable in his own skin, and just all those cliche things, the slow heartbeat, very calm guy, just focused and driven, obviously, but confident, knows what he can do, and kind of showing everybody right now. And there's certain guys, like, when you see them for the first time, like, the skills are obvious, but then you want to know who they are as a person and that type of thing, their temperament. And you can't help but be impressed by his. Like, it just makes you think that no matter what adversity comes, and it will come, he'll be able to weather it no matter what.
So, were you at the Dominican USA game?
Yeah, I was here for the last three innings.
Oh, look at you. Just like, I just need to be here for the last three.
Well, I had to make sure my family was all settled, and then I came hung out for a little bit, yeah.
So, you missed his home run, but when he hits the home run, like, and he's sort of not, the moment isn't too big for him. What do you see in that, as someone, again, from a unique perspective of being around him last year and then watching him and obviously knowing about the great game of baseball?
It's all the same stuff. I mean, it's a big game, obviously, historic game, huge stakes, left on left, you know, just puts a good swing on the ball. He's totally consumed with his process. He's not getting outside of himself. Even in the game that we played against USA, he had a pretty interesting at-bat against us in a big spot where he took two pitches, didn't get overly aggressive, and then hit a ball the other way for a big hit. Like, he just stays within himself. Like, he doesn't worry about the results. I think he just plays the process to perfection, really.
So how's this? We're sitting here before the game. No matter what happens,
no matter what happens. It's been fun. Congratulations. It's been a great accomplishment for you. As we sit here right now in the semifinal game, the WBC, what's your emotion? That's a cliche question. What was your emotions?
I'm not really too emotional at this point. I'm excited to be with this group. It's been really fun to watch them play, especially the young guys, like first time on the big stage and kind of take it by storm. And, you know, we're playing with house money throughout the whole tournament, so it's a really easy team to have fun with and just experience that joy. And we're looking to keep it going tonight. We'll be confident and we'll see what happens.
One of the things is, and it was asked, Vinny was asked about this, about the impact this has on Italians, right? Like, and I think that sort of thing should hit everyone on your team. Like, some little kid is going to fall in love with baseball because what is happening right now. I don't know if that's entered into your sphere or not, but, like, that's a real thing.
Yeah, it's important. It's actually very important to me. I mean, part of the reason why you participate in this is to try to, grow the sport in Italy and Europe in general. That's like a place that we'd love to expand the popularity of baseball in. Italian Americans have incredible passion for baseball, so we're kind of galvanizing that group as well over here in America. But just overall, like, I think what we've done has not gone unnoticed. To your point, I think people will be inspired by it, and that's a great way to live your life. You know, try to help other people find direction in theirs.
You inspire me with one exception. The sticker game was just, what a miss. What a miss!
I know. It's actually even more of a miss because I was able to rectify it. Had my wife bring down my baseball and coffee stickers today, and then I left them at the hotel.
Again, if there was only some sticker that you could slap on that espresso machine.
If we make it one more day, then maybe I'll get both our stickers on there.
Oh!
Yeah.
There's no team I'm rooting for harder than TV. All right, that's good.
Shot clocks, big shots, upsets, aces. TGL playoffs are here. First, Atlanta Drive starts their repeat run against Los Angeles Golf Club. Then, Rory's Boston Common Golf and Tiger's Jupiter Links face off in their playoff debuts. Who will advance? Keep up. It's playoffs. Tune in Tuesday, March 17th at 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. only on ESPN and the ESPN app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.